This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
I think it went really well for an official first one. We have had one small pilot meeting where we try to iron out all little problems previously. So this was the first more or less official one, and I think it was a good turnout, especially in regards to the diversity of people who came. So we have had quite some key people here which normally probably, you know, would not talk to each other. So I think with that, we have achieved what we wanted already.
I noticed the former mayor, Mike Berwick, in the audience. He was taking the minutes of the meeting, which I thought was interesting.
I really think it's a great sign, because it means that this meeting is here for everybody, and everybody who volunteers his or her time and motivation and does whatever to work together, that is exactly what we want to do. So in that way, I've really welcomed that, and I think this is exactly the way forwards.
It was an interesting meeting because you had people like Mike Berwick, you had people on the other side of the spectrum, you had people close to Mike, people away from what Mike Berwick would be thinking,
Yeah. And
people who think along the same lines. So this was a very diverse meeting. It's probably the most diverse meeting I've ever been to in the Douglas Shire.
Yeah, and I think that's what we can really be proud of, but it also shows that I think people are waiting for something like that, something where they can meet without being put in a corner, because they are not here as part of a person from a specific group. We are at the bottom end, we are all just, you know, individual residents, and we all want to, you know, just have a healthy life.
Now, okay, you started today by saying you believe there's quite a number of health issues in the Douglas Shire. And what did you say? Just let the people know.
Well, we definitely have quite a lot of health issues. One is definitely stemming from a lot of heavy metal exposure that we have here. And the other is, it is air pollution plus processed food, which is a consumer's choice, I'd say.
Yes. Now, I believe you went to the Douglas Shire Council, presented that to them. What was the response?
I went there twice in an official form. One time I was talking about heavy metals, and another time I was talking about the air pollution. And as I pointed out, they were taking it in. They gave me the time to, you know, present my concerns. However, there was just no response afterwards.
Deafening silence.
Yes, a lack of response.
Why?
That is a very good question. But I think if we pick up what some of the other presenters and audience members today said, that there is a lack of vision and a lack of leadership on the council side, probably in the moment, I think that might explain a little bit why there was a lack.
Because it always seems to get swallowed up by politics.
Yes, absolutely. And because many of these issues that I have raised from my health perspective today, they are not visible. You don't see that. Well, you do see air pollution sometimes here, but the effects of it is not an obvious, tangible kind of concept that, you know, that is easy to grasp. So therefore, these things, they are inconvenient, and they like to be, you know, just brushed under the carpet. And we need to lift that carpet.
Yes, I mean, you know, the council basically saying everything is fine, there is nothing to see here.
Yes, absolutely correct.
You touched on it at the meeting, but what do you think of their carbon neutral scheme?
That is such a big issue. I think we need to address the root problems, and the root problems cannot be, they don't go away by shifting money backwards and forwards, but we really need to work in our area and address the root issues, and I think then we don't need to buy into any schemes anywhere.
Keep it local.
Keep it local and start from the bottom, address the root problems.
So is this the first of many meetings? What are your plans?
The plan is to have a meeting like this once a month. It will always be the first Saturday of each month from 1 to 3.
So the 7th of September will be the next one here at the CWA Hall in Mosman?
Yes, I will need to confirm the availability of the hall first, but yes, most likely that's when it will take place again. And we already have two volunteer speakers from the audience for next time. So that's really exciting that snowball effect is already happening.
Dr. Alex Bernhardi, thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for coming today.